They have CDs in the back. They're going to be in the coffee shop, so make sure that you support these missionaries. Give him a hand of praise as he comes today. Brother Alvar, we love you. Preach to us.
Hallelujah. Can we just clap our hands to Jesus? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. While we're clapping our hands, just lift our voices and magnify the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Church, I'm so happy to be here this morning. Let's worship God together. I'm so grateful for the blood of Jesus.
Me dá forças de dia em dia.
many believe there's still power in the blood of Jesus. It will never lose its power. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody clap your hands to him. Hallelujah. Let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I don't know about you, but I feel like the old song that says, I just feel like something good is about to happen. I know this is Sunday morning, but can't you feel the Holy Ghost in the house? Woo! Hallelujah! Praise God! Praise God! Amen! Amen! Such an honor and a privilege to be here today. And I want to give honor to Bishop Sutton and his wife. I want to give honor to Pastor Collins and his family. I want to give honor to all the ministers of God that's in this house today. I want to give honor to all the saints of God. Give honor to my parents, the ones that taught me the truth. Give honor to my pastor. But most of all, I want to give honor to Jesus. Hallelujah. He deserves all the glory and all the honor today. How many believe that? Shout hallelujah. Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So happy to be here today. I want to say thank you for letting us come and share what God is doing in the country of Brazil. Revival is exploding in our country. And like have never happened before. The last couple years, we have seen the greatest revival I have ever seen in my whole entire life in the country of Brazil. Revival is exploding. I feel the same revival spirit in this church today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you open your Bibles, I would like to talk about missions today because this is my calling. But if you open your Bibles in the book of John, chapter 5 and verse number 6, the Holy Ghost spoke to me while I was worshiping here today. I had another message, but the Holy Ghost spoke to me that there's going to be miracles in this place. God is going to heal people in this building today. Does anybody need a miracle? Raise your hand and let Jesus see that. Everybody that has faith that God will give you that miracle, raise both hands if you can and shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. John chapter 5 and verse number 6. I'm happy to have my family with me. And for the last couple of years, my family has been locked down in Brazil because of the coronavirus. Our borders was shut down for 18 months. So this is the first time that my wife and children can come with me to the States for 2 years. So I'm happy to have them. And I guess this is Julius and Nathan's first time to be here at this church. And I told Julia and Nathan, I said, y'all going to like this church because this church is like Brazil. Amen. Praise God. We feel at home. This is like the worship and the prayer is like what we have church in Brazil. Amen. It doesn't matter the country you're from. It doesn't matter the nationality. It doesn't matter wherever you are. When you begin to worship the name of Jesus, something is going to happen. The Bible said where there's two or three gathered together in his name, he's going to be in the midst. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, well, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man. When the water is troubled, to put me into the pool, but while I'm coming, another step down before me. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. Hallelujah. Woo. And immediately the man was made whole and took his bed and walked on. The same day was the Sabbath. Amen. Oh, rise, take up thy bed and walk. If you put your Bibles on your pew right now, I'm going to ask you to do like we teach our Brazilian church. If you can, raise both hands in the air, making a funnel for the Holy Ghost to come upon you. Let's everybody pray as loud as you can pray to Jesus. You come on, prayer warriors in the church. Every prayer warrior, pray with me as loud as you can pray. God, we know that you can do it today. God, we're asking you to bind every spirit from hell and loose miracles. Loose your angels, God, to bring miracles, healings in this building today. And we, as your people, we will not fail to praise you and glorify you. Everybody that can, would you clap your hands and would you praise and worship the name of Jesus? Woo. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated, amen, for just a little bit. I will like to share what the Lord is doing in Brazil. But I want to title this missionary speech or testimony, however you feel like calling today. I want to title, Jesus is still troubling the waters. Jesus is still troubling the water. Amen. We serve a God that is a miracle God. We serve a God that will never fail. We serve a God that the Bible said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. His power has not, hallelujah, went down. I was talking to somebody the other day, and you know, and I was telling them about some miracles that God is doing in Brazil, and among all, everything that the world is going through with all this pandemic and coronavirus, you know, nothing has took the power of God. He is still in the healing business today. How many believe that? Shout hallelujah real loud. He's still a miracle working God. Amen. You know, the last 2 years in Brazil, it's been different for us. And like I said, it has been one of the most powerful years. I was born and raised in Brazil. I'm a dual citizen because of my mother. For you that don't know, my mother is out of Brother Holmes' church from North Little Rock. That's where my mother was raised. And my daddy is from Chile. So daddy comes from a Spanish-speaking country. Of course, mom comes from an English-speaking country, and I was born in Brazil. We speak Portuguese. We all speak different languages, but we all speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Since God fill us with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and hallelujah, praise the Lord. And I was just thinking the other day how many miracles God has performed to us in the last 2 years in the country of Brazil, when everything exploded about the coronavirus, and it has changed the world up. You turned the world upside down, and it was the law. They gave us the law in Brazil. Brazil, it's socialist country, almost like communist. It wasn't an option if you wanted to go to church. It was the orders to shut the churches down. For several months, we did not have church service, regular church service. And when they gave us the orders, I told my wife, I said, we've got to do something to keep the church together. And we only, not only pastor the mother church, the headquarters of our our work in Brazil, but we are over the whole entire work in the country of Brazil. God has blessed us with around 300 churches and works in the country of Brazil, 15 states. And I was telling Pastor Collins last night, when we go back to Brazil, we're going to start two more apostolic churches in two brand new states that are asking us to start an apostolic church in their state. Never had an apostolic church in that city. You know what? God is still in business. God is still in control. God is still working miracles. And God still knows how to start an apostolic church. Somebody clap your hands and shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so I told my wife, I said, you know what? We're just going to start online service. And I got about 6-7 young people from our church that's real good about, you know, technology. And they set it up for us. And it was different, Pastor Collins, to preach to empty pews and just in front of a telephone. And it was empty. The empty church, it was different to have empty altars, and it was different to sing with an empty church. But I told my wife and daughter and a few of the young people that helped us on the online service, a live stream, and I said, you know what, we're going to try to keep all these churches together. So I sent out a message. I said, every night we're going to have service for about an hour to an hour and a half, and we're going to have online service, and y'all watch the service. But what I did not know, that God was going to open many doors that we have never seen before. You know, God works in mysterious ways. God's ways is not our ways, and God's time is not our time. But like the old song says, he may not come when you want him to, but he's a right on time God. I feel the Holy Ghost in the building today. God has come for somebody in this building today, and he's going to give you a miracle that you've been praying for a long time. Hallelujah. So we started having service. We started singing, and I told everybody that would help us, I said, just make sure every service that we that somebody pronounces Acts 2:38. We're not ashamed to be apostolic. We're not ashamed to be one God. We're not ashamed to be a Pentecostal. We're not ashamed to be a holy roller. Hallelujah. And I said, just make sure, Acts 2:38, Atos 2:38 in Portuguese. E disse-lhes Pedro, arrependei-vos e cada de vós seja batizado no nome de Jesus Cristo para perdão dos pecados e recebereis o dom do Espírito Santo. What I did not know, and we did not know, that God was going to start reaching people in areas that we never thought that we could reach. And God began to open doors. I remember one of the first messages we received was from a man called Jose. He was from a city about an hour and 20 minutes away, and from the city called Sorocaba. And he sent me a message. He said, Pastor, I've been Catholic all of my life. I've been an alcoholic for many years. I've been in prison several times. He said, and I've never felt the presence of my God. He said, but somehow I was probably drunk the other day. I was messing with my phone, and I looked and I said, this church is online. And he said, and I clicked the button and I begin to watch y'all service, and I begin to feel the presence of a God that I have never felt in my whole entire life. He said, I begin to shake, I begin to tremble. He said, I want to know more about your God. Hallelujah. He sent me his number. I called him. And for one entire week every day, I would FaceTime him. And I would give him a Bible study. On the seventh day of Bible study, I saw that man with tears in his eyes. He lifted up his hands as I finished the Bible study. Hallelujah. Into his marvelous truth, to his marvelous light. And I saw him begin to weep and begin to pray, and God filled him with the baptism of the Holy Ghost on the other side. He called, I'm here to tell somebody that Jesus is still in business. Jesus is still real. Jesus is still working miracles. Hallelujah. Jesus is still troubling the water. You got those things ready, brother? Okay. Whenever they're ready, just bring them to the altar. I feel the Holy Ghost. There's going to be miracles in this building today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This first weekend of December, some of y'all follow us on Instagram, and you probably can get acquainted with the stories that I'm telling you, because you have seen the miracles report. God has God blessed us and honored us with a mighty move of his spirit. Church that I started, and I see a lot of young people here. So I want to say this to help the young people. Started pastoring when I was 14 years old. And hallelujah, went to my parents. They said, okay, God spoke to me and said, go to Campinas and start an apostolic church. I went to Campinas. I only had three members. I started with just three members, five benches and a small table and an old accordion. But you know what? We had Jesus with us. All that you need for you to have revival is you've got to have Jesus with you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of somebody, shout hallelujah on this side. Somebody shout Jesus on the other side. Somebody praise him. Jesus is still troubling the waters today. Is it okay? Out the buckets?
Yeah, there's no water in there.
Okay. Woo. Okay. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We don't have anything that we can put some water in. Anything, a pan, or just a big pan, or anything. And hallelujah. Or an empty, hallelujah. Whatever it is, I mean, we can put water in here. Praise God. I feel the Holy Ghost. God's going to move in this place. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Just hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. Just, yeah. Faith comes by hearing. I need about five or six people that needs a miracle. Now, you think Brother Alvar is a little wild, okay? I'm wild for Jesus. And you really desperate for a miracle, I want you to sit right here. In this front, about five or six people. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You've got to be bold. You can't be shy. You can't, you doubt. If you believe that God's going to do that miracle for you, just fill the front pews up. Yeah, just fill the front pews up. Come on, squeeze them, brother. Make some space. Hallelujah. So more people, some people in this area here that needs a miracle. Y'all just find, hallelujah. It doesn't matter if it's a, hallelujah, cancer, if it's a tumor, if it's a heart trouble. Hallelujah. If it's kidneys, there's another chair right here. He kolobosha-da-da-da-ba-ha-ya. In the name of Jesus. In the name of everybody that needs a miracle, just come a little closer. Just come a little closer. If the front pews are full, sit on the second pew or second, sit on the third pew. Just come a little bit closer. He kolobosha-da-da-ba-ha-ya. And when I saw God filling Brother Jose with the Holy Ghost, I know. You may be seated if you want to. I knew that God was going to start an apostolic church in that city. And I'm here to tell you today, this happened right at the first month of when COVID started all over the world. I'm here to tell you, because of that testimony, because of a hungry man, today stands an apostolic church in the city of Sorocaba. We just baptized the fourth Assembly of God pastor in the name of Jesus in that city. Hallelujah. God is sending revival like never before. We had a couple in the city called Puerto Seguro. And I'm just trying to increase somebody's faith here, because God spoke to me. I'm going to heal people in the house today. And we receive a message from Sister Anna. Sister Anna is from the city called Puerto Seguro, Bahia. Puerto Seguro, Bahia is 20 hours drive away from where we live. And she sent a message. She said, today, it was a Sunday night. I just thought that I was preaching to empty pews, but I did not know that God was reaching a family 20 hours away from where I lived. And they heard her husband said, when you finish the message, missionary, me and my husband begin to repent of our sins, and God filled both of us with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. She said, please come to our city and start an apostolic church. And I said, okay. So in January of last year, me and my family, we made a special trip to Bahia. We drove over 20 hours to get to Puerto Seguro. When we got to Puerto Seguro City, we could feel the atmosphere and the attack of the devil. For you that don't know, Brazil is the largest Catholic country in the world. 80% of our population declare to be Catholics, but the same 80%, 60% of them declare to be devil worshipers. We are also the largest devil-worshipping country in the world. They're not ashamed to worship the devil. They worship the devil just as sincere as what we have worshipped Jesus here today. They clap their hands, they sing, they have services, they have church buildings, organizations, but they're not worshiping God, they're worshiping the devil. But that's the reason I made up my mind a long time ago, I'm not going to let a devil worshiper out-worship me. I'm not going to let an idol God worshiper worship me today. Can I get a witness in the house right now? I feel the power of God in this building. Somebody praise him as loud as you can praise him. Somebody worship him as loud as you can worship him. Jesus still troubling the waters. Hallelujah. And I remember Pastor Collins arriving there with my family. We arrived at this home. They were so poor, they didn't have anything. You may be seated when you want to. The lady only had a little stove, just a tiny old stove in her kitchen, and a falling apart one seated sofa in the living room. I knew they didn't have anything when we saw that. They were very, very poor, no running water, no refrigerator, anything like that. But when we came in, she had tears in her eyes, and she handed my wife a little brown bag, and she looked at my wife. She said, missionary, we didn't have money to buy groceries and to cook a meal. She said, but we bought 5 pieces of bread for y'all. You know, that was all that she had. God doesn't need a lot. He just need, you know, sincerity. Hallelujah. And he knows when you're giving your best. You know, that day that the offering was taken up, and a lot of people was giving in the offering, but when it touched God, it wasn't the amount that the rich people was giving in the offering, but God was touched by that little lady that she gave all she had. So when I go to church, I'm going to give my all to him. That's the reason I shout. That's the reason we dance. That's the reason we leap for joy. That's the reason we clap our hands. That's the reason we rejoice. Even when we're sick, even when we're going through a trial, even when we're going through a problem, we can still shout. We can still praise. We can still magnify his name. Jesus is still troubling the waters. I told my wife, I said, you know, they must not have anything. So let's go to the supermarket. We went to the market. We bought them some groceries. Rice and beans. That's what we eat every day. And then I told my wife, I'd get some chocolate. I just felt like we needed to buy chocolate for their little kids. And my wife said, okay. When we got back there, we handled the food and we give these little boy and little girl chocolate. The little boy came with tears in his eyes, said, missionary, I have never ate chocolate in my whole entire life. We're blessed people. I said, let's have church. She said, no, missionary, we're not having church here. We're having church at the neighbor's house. She said, my house is too small. She said, I have invited people for this service. She said, I want not only my family, but I want my friends and all of my neighbors to feel what me and my husband felt when we received the Holy Ghost. So that night, we went to the neighbor's house, and when they opened the gates, it was a closed-in gate. Everything is fenced in, walled in Brazil because of bandits. It's very, very dangerous, some areas. And when they opened the gate, I saw and I began to count. There was about 30 to 35 people standing in the middle of nothing, just a yard with grass and mud. But they were waiting to hear a story of a Jesus. They have never felt the power of hallelujah of it before. And I told Julia, I said, get the keyboard. We had taken us a little keyboard, and Julia began to sing, and we began to worship God. And I saw as the Holy Ghost began to fall on every person in that area right there where we were having church. And before the night was over, hallelujah, God had filled 9 of them with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Oh, after service was done, we were supposed to leave to the next city where we were starting an apostolic church. A Trinitarian church had received the revelation of the oneness, and we baptized the whole church in Jesus' name. Baptized 2 other preachers in Jesus' name. Let me tell you, Jesus is still troubling the water. Jesus is still sending revival. Birmingham, Alabama, Jesus is real here. If he's doing it in Brazil, he wants to do it in this city, in this church today. I'm going slow so everybody can understand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And before the night was over, Sister Ann and Brother Paulo came to me, and they literally grabbed me, my arm, and they said, missionary, please don't leave tomorrow. Stay one more day so you can help us establish this apostolic church in this city. I said, okay. The next day, me and my wife, we went with Sister Anna all over the city making visits. And I remember as Sister Anna told me, she said, said, I met a lady at the bank, and she was sent home to die with breast cancer. She said, missionary, I know that Jesus can heal if we pray. I said, okay. We went to that lady's house. We arrived there, and please, I'm not bragging on myself, anything like this. I'm just giving you some testimonies, what God is doing in the last 2 years in our country. Hallelujah. I arrived. That little lady was sitting in a little stool right in front of her house, and there was a couple right beside her. We introduced ourselves. Sister Anna was with us, and Sister Anna said, I brought my missionary and his wife to pray for you. And she said, okay, come in my house. As soon as we walked in the living room, I stepped my foot in that lady's living room. The Holy Ghost spoke to me, said, I'm not only going to heal her of breast cancer, but I'm going to fill her with my spirit. Hallelujah. I was so shaken in the Holy Ghost. When the lady turned around, I looked at her. I said, ma'am, the Holy Ghost just spoke to me. And he said, he's not only going to heal you of this breast cancer, but he's going to fill you with his spirit. Now, I've been a missionary all my life. I have prayed thousands of people through the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but I have never seen God fill somebody with the Holy Ghost so quick like that day. As soon that I said that, we didn't have to go where she was at. We didn't have to lay hands on her. We didn't have to shake her. You know how some of us at old-fashioned Pentecost, she threw her hands up in the air and began to speak in another tongues. God began to fill her with the Holy Ghost. When her labor friend saw that, the lady threw her hands up in the air, and God filled her with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. When her husband saw that, he threw his hands up in the air, and God filled him with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And revival exploded in Puerto Seguro. God knows how to build an apostolic church. He's still troubling the waters. As one of the reasons we're in the States this time, Pastor was asking us, we're raising funds to buy land in that city. It's a very large city. There has never been an apostolic church. We have a rented building right now, but God is moving. I have been made several trips there because they're brand new people helping to establish an apostolic church and helping that couple and teaching them and giving them instructions how to, you know, pastor a church. Every single time I have been there, we've been baptizing people in Jesus' name. At midnight, the last trip, we was at a hotel. We asked for them if we could bar their swimming pool, and it was midnight. A man that was a devil worshiper and his wife was a Trinitarian. Both of them had received the Holy Ghost. They wanted to be baptized in Jesus' name. I told the manager, I said, can you please let us use your pool? He says, sure, I will let you use the pool if you just be very quiet. He didn't know the kind of church we're from. But we try to be very quiet, baptize that couple around midnight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Revival has exploded there. Baptized another young man the other day. The next day, in the very, very strong waves at the ocean, baptized him in Jesus' name. When he came out of the water, God filled him with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. His mother was a prostitute. And she had many children. Just throw them away. But the following night, she was at our church repenting of her sins. And God filled her with the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you, Jesus still troubling the waters. Amen. We just had our first service. Some of you remember me telling about the miracle about the bottles of water. I remember that. I said it probably at peak. I don't know if I've said it here. But how we started the church in Rio de Janeiro. Rio is a very, very, and I'm almost through because God wants to heal people here. But in Rio, we this couple received the Holy Ghost watching the service online. Rio is about 6 hours away. If you study, Rio is one of the most beautiful and popular cities in the world. Rio has the Sugarloaf Mountain, has the Christ up on the mountain. It's just beautiful. It's a very beautiful place, but it's a very wicked city, a very perverted city, and also a strong devil worshiping a city. But let me tell you, when Jesus walks in the area, there is no devil, there is nothing that can prevail against the power of the Holy Ghost. I remember starting a daughter work, and it's still going strong till today in the little village called Ortolandia. And a family from a Nazarene church had received the Holy Ghost, and they said, come and start a church. So we started at their house, and God began to move, and people began to receive the Holy Ghost, and healings began to take place, and miracles began to take place. A lady that had a tumor on her right side, we prayed for her, anointed her with oil. She was sent home to die. God healed her. The next morning she was washing dishes. She went to try to find the tumor. It was completely gone. She went back to the doctor. The doctor said, there is nothing more. What happened to you? She said, I met Jesus. I went to a Pentecostal service. They prayed for me and Jesus healed me. So when God begins to work miracles, the devil gets upset. So the witch in the area that pastor, a huge devil worshiping church, she came to me on a Wednesday. We were knocking on doors. And she shook a chicken in my face. And she said, tonight in my service, I'm going to kill this chicken with my teeth. And I'm going to drink the blood of it, missionary. And when this chicken die, you're going to die. If you don't believe that there's power in witchcraft, come to Brazil. I'll take you to devil-worshipping churches. And it's real in America. The only thing I say here is more sophisticated. They come to our churches and sit in our pews. And some of the churches in America don't even recognize them. Because the devil's blind. And want us to feel that just that's just fairy tales. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. And I looked at that lady and I said, ma'am, that will only happen if your God is more powerful than my God. You can go. He called a woo. Well, I wish I had a tambourine right now. I feel like stomping the devil's head. Can I get a witness in the house right now? Jesus, still troubling the waters. They went to their devil worshiping church to worship the devil. Well, we didn't have nice instruments and we didn't have no instruments. We didn't have awesome singers, by the way. Y'all have beautiful singing, beautiful playing. But most of all that I like is the anointing. You can play beautiful and you can sing beautiful, but if you don't have the anointing, it's just going to be like a normal church. You've got to have the anointing of the Holy Ghost because it's the anointing that is going to bring miracles. It's the anointing that's going to set people free. It's the anointing that's going to tear the walls down. It's the anointing that's going to cast the devil out. It's the anointing that brings revival. What time is it? Jesus is still troubling the water. They began to sing and beat the drums for the devil. We could hear them from the garage. And Sister Solange looked at me. She said, "Oh, missionary, she's a powerful witch." I said, "But we serve a powerful God." I told our church, I said, "Begin to clap your hands and stomp your feet." And we begin to sing a song that says there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. How many still believe there is power in the Lamb, in the blood of the Lamb? And about 10 minutes later, Pastor Collins, I looked at the garage door, and there stood the witch lady. She was shaking. Tears was flowing from her eyes. She said, "I have come to tell you that your God is more powerful than my God." Come on, somebody shout the name of Jesus. Somebody praise the name of Jesus. Pray, somebody pray. Pray, somebody pray. Pray real loud. Your miracle is about to happen. Your miracle is about to take place. Your miracle is in the house.
And that day we prayed that witch through the Holy Ghost as she knew her and repent of her sins. We prayed her through the Holy Ghost. Around midnight, I was in the river baptizing 12 devil worshipers in the lovely name of Jesus. Oh, don't tell me that Jesus is not in business. He's still in business. He's still working miracles. He is still healing. He is still delivering. I could go on and on. But the Holy Ghost. Can somebody just spread this a little bit for me, please? Yeah, just take, is the buckets don't have any water in it? Just take them out if you don't mind. Yeah, take them away. He call up a hose. Yeah, put the water in here or somewhere. He cut it. Just leave it right here, brother. Spread this over there in the name of Jesus. We won't need this. He call up a hose. Just, yeah. He call up a hose. The Lord spoke to me this. We're going to act like the Bethesda pool today. Now, the only difference is that only one miracle would happen once a year when the angel would troubleth the water. But today, it's a different story. God will give miracles to every single person in this building that is a believer. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost today. If you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name, we can baptize you in Jesus' name before you go home today, because it is the will of God. You must repent of your sins. You must receive the Holy Ghost. You must be baptized in Jesus' name, and you must receive the Holy Ghost to be saved. That's the plan of salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. So what we're going to do, when I count to three, everybody that needs a miracle, I don't believe in begging people to come to an altar. If you want to sit there, wherever you want to sit down, it's fine with me. It won't bother me a bit. But if you're hungry for a miracle, I want you to come. When I say go,
And I want you to put your hands in one of these buckets. And it's going to be a spiritual thing right now. When you put your hands in these waters, you're going to receive the miracle that you've been praying for. Is anybody ready for a miracle in the house? It can be a financial miracle. It can be a healing in your body. It can be, hallelujah, deliverance. It can be a lost mama, a lost daddy, a lost child, son, a daughter, an uncle, a grandma, a grandpa that is not in church. Come on. If you just come in faith, God's going to do it. I don't want you to just come and just shake your little hands. No. I want you to literally come. Hallelujah, believing and acting like the little woman that had the issue of blood. If I only touch the hem of his garment, Jesus is still troubling the water today. Can I get a witness in prayer right now? Can I get a witness? Jesus is still troubling. Are you ready? Yeah, it's here. I feel the power. I feel the anointing. I feel miracles. Calls in the house. Every believer, pray as loud as you can pray right now. If it happens in Brazil, it can happen in Birmingham, Alabama. 1, 2, 3, go, 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 go. And as you come, you just start praying in the Holy Ghost. You just start praying in the Holy Ghost. Miracles are going to take place. Revival. Somebody that is watching the service online, get you a pan of water wherever you at and just obey what this missionary is telling you. Put your hands on that water and begin to just, hallelujah, shake that water. Jesus is troubling the water. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, cancer is going away. Tumor is going to disappear. Knots are going away. Sugar diabetes is leaving. Arthritis in the bones are leaving through the power of the name of Jesus. I need y'all to pray. Keep praying, church. Keep praying as loud as you can pray. Go ahead. There's going to be drunk people in the Holy Ghost. There's going to be people drunk in the Holy Ghost. You've been praying for a financial miracle. You've been praying for a new home, for a new car. Salvation for your family. Deliverance for your children. God has set somebody free of drugs, alcohol, cigarette. Go ahead and run to the bucket of water. Go ahead and put your hands in it and say, God, I don't see it, but it's going to happen. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to praise you for it. I'm going to praise you for my miracle. Okay, yeah. You that have already put your hands in the water, go ahead and pray with somebody. Get a hold of somebody and pray with them. Lay your hands, if it's proper, on somebody's shoulder and begin to pray. Go ahead. Keep coming. There's some empty buckets here. There's some buckets that there's nobody there troubling the water. Jesus is still troubling the water.
It's going to happen, brother.
It's happening right now. It's happening right now. It's happening right now. Go ahead. God's saving them, man. He calls Shataya. He labo calls Shataya. He cut on the yodalabaha. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let a miracle take place. Come on, I need every prayer warrior in the church to pray. Every prayer warrior, help Brother Alviar. Go around all the ministers, all the prayer warriors. Go and pray with somebody. In the name of Jesus. Come on, this is an apostolic church. This is a Pentecostal church. This is a believing church. This is a faith church. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. In the name of Jesus. Come on, come on. It's in the house. I need everybody to keep praying. 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 The angels of the Lord is in the house. The angels of the Lord is in the house. Yeah, Jesus is troubling the water. Jesus is troubling the waters. Go ahead, pray with somebody that don't have the Holy Ghost. Pray with somebody. There's miracles taking place. There's going to be testimonies. Come on, people online being healed. Come on, this is apostolic church. These signs shall follow them that believe. That believe in my name, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. In the name of Jesus, they shall cast out devils. In the name of Jesus, if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. If they shall take up serpents. Come on. In the name of Jesus, miracles are taking place right now. Everybody find somebody that you can pray with them. Go around preachers. Go around prayer warriors. Lay your hands on them. There is faith in the house. There is faith in the building.
There's healing that's happening in this house right now. There's some things in minds and hearts and emotions that are being mended in the presence of God today. Come on, that's it. Take your liberty in the Holy Ghost right now. Come on, that's it. Let the spirit of the resurrected Christ flow through you right now. Let it flow through your emotions. Let it flow through your mind. Hallelujah. Come on, that's the balm of Gilead. Hallelujah. That's the peace that passes all understanding. That's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's reconciliation to God. That's restoration of everything that the cankerworm and the palmer worm and the locust have devoured. Come on, that's healing for your whole mind, your whole body, and your whole spirit. Come on, link up with somebody right now and pray in the Holy Ghost. Let the Spirit make intercession all over this house. The Holy Ghost has opened a portal for this church. I don't know what God is going to do in this year, but I feel that a portal has been opened in this place today. There's so much more than what you could see with the natural eye. Hallelujah. There are hurting people in your community, on your job. That reconciliation that's happening on the inside of you right now, God desires for that reconciliation to flow into your world. That's the mission of God. God is calling the people to do a work in your community and in your city. And I'm telling you, that sweetness that we feel in this place, there are hungry people all over the city of Birmingham that they're hurting. And they're broken and they're looking for a God and for a church. And I'm telling you, that's what God has called us to be. God has not called us to hide the light, but He's called us to set it up on a hill. God has put us in a prominent place in the city of Birmingham to be light and salt to the world. Come on, somebody praise Him one more time. If you're thankful for what's happening in this place, praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God. Thank you for the LVR, for obeying the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I feel faith in this place. Thank you, Sister LVR Jr., for singing to us. Praise God. What powerful anointing. What a great vessel, a life committed to the King. We love this family. How many of you will make a commitment to pray for the LVR family and the work that God is doing in Brazil? Praise God. God bless you today. We're going to reconvene tonight at 6 o'clock for prayer, and then at 6:30 for an apostolic service. Come expecting God to move in this place. One more time, why don't we give God a hand clap of praise before we dismiss? Praise. Don't forget they have CDs.